Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8:07. It looks like the rain has stopped in downtown San Francisco anyway. I'm sure it's scattered all around. But it's supposed to clear up a little later today and maybe give
scattered
us a breakthrough
showers.
Tomorrow.
We don't trust the weather apps.
You're right. We don't
California.
Trust the apps.
They couldn't be more wrong. They right, Yuzette?
Well, this morning they weren't doing very well.
Nope.
Yeah, it was pouring this morning.
Yeah. Said nope, it's dry.
It says and today it says right now San Francisco cloudy. Sunshine's supposed to be out at 11.
Oh.
A little.
Love a little
well,
sunshine.
Well, no, it's blue. I mean.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. To the left, not where it's gray. Uh-huh. You can't.
Yeah,
you guys
I can only
I can't
see
it
gray
from
and
where
it's boggy.
All right. It's great. Nice to see a little patch of blue. So I guess it's been a week since Dolores O'Riordan passed. It came and went fast. It was, although I do feel like I've, even at the football games yesterday, like, you know how they'll play like fight songs? They were playing Zombie.
Get out of here. Yeah. I didn't even notice that.
I only heard it the one time. And then on the late night shows, they're all playing, you know, Cranberry songs. But I haven't heard too much about it. And I guess we're all just waiting to hear the toxicology reports. People at age 46 don't generally lay down to sleep and not wake up. Dolores O'Riordan was mourned by thousands this weekend in her native Ireland. They did an open coffin public reposal. So I guess that's just a giant wake. Bystanders said goodbye to Dolores O'Riordan. Her body was on display Sunday at St. Joseph's Church, where mourners flocked to pay their respects to Dolores. The casket remained open. Fans said she looked at peace. Her mother and six siblings were in attendance, and her Cranberries bandmates left a floral tribute beside her coffin, which read, "The song has ended, but the memories linger on." She died this past week recording in London. While recording, she didn't die during the session. She died, I guess she was found Monday morning in her hotel room. She died suddenly. The cops are treating the death as unexplained for now, but they don't suspect foul play. No other details have been released. Friends of hers said that she'd been dreadfully depressed of late, was suffering from back pain, and she'll be laid to rest next to her father tomorrow in County Limerick, Ireland.
But you have that they're suspecting OD.
That is what they're waiting on. It has to be something.
I saw something last night that they're like, she OD'd. They can't say it's official,
right.
But she OD'd.
Well, at 46, unless she had some, you know, I mean, right. What else could it be? I hate to say it.
And they're not calling it. Actually, the two articles I saw were right next to each other. And one was Tom Petty, accidental overdose. Mm-hmm. And hers was not accidental. So they even specified
the
difference between the two.
That's terrible to hear. Rest in peace, Dolores.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry for all your troubles.
We have our JT winner, Raquel Garcia.
Congratulations, Raquel. Have a great time at the Justin Timberlake show. So on Fridays, we get the new music, and a week and a half later on the Monday, we see how everything did. Coming in 10th place this week is Lil Skies. It's another Lil.
How do you spell Skies?
S-K-I-E-S. Okay. Lil Skies. Uh-huh. 28,000 copies of Life of a Dark Rose. That's 10th place. Coming in at number 9 is Lil Uzi Vert. Two Lils in a row. Love is Rage 2. Number 8 is Eminem with 29,000 copies of Revival. Kendrick Lamar has the 7th place spot, 30,000 copies of Damn. Number 6 is The Beautiful and Damned, G-Eazy, 33,000 copies.
I like G-Eazy.
Eh, face.
Eh, face. But a tight.
Boy.
Eh.
Taylor Swift has a fifth place spot. About 33,000 copies of Reputation went.
I'll still hit that.
Number four is Post Malone, 35,000 copies of Stony. Ed Sheeran, Divide, 47,000 copies of that record. Congratulations to him, by the way. He announced that he's been engaged since late in last year to Cherry Seaborn, longtime girlfriend. I guess he had a crush on her in high school.
Very sweet.
And he also announced that he'll be quitting music as soon as they have a kid. So let's hope he puts out some records pretty soon.
Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
You ever, the opposite of what that boy was saying, have you ever been with a guy because he had a great body but an eh face? Have you?
I don't think so.
I'm thinking.
I don't know.
No, I'm pretty much a face person. I'll do someone with not a great body.
But a nice face. Mm-hmm. As opposed to some guy, some gym rat. But, yeah. But, you know.
With a butt face.
The butter face.
Yeah. Huh. So it's just a guy thing.
I guess. Face was eh.
You, Vinny?
Have I ever been with a girl who was not, who just had a killer body? Yes.
Did you just like?
No, she wasn't. I didn't think she was.
Just, turn the lights
on. No. Hold on. I didn't think she was butt ugly
with
or something.
Bag over your head.
I just. But when you say what was the main attraction,
it wasn't her face.
Yeah, absolutely.
What was it exactly?
Everything below the neck. I mean,
everything else.
All the other
that was
stuff.
Last place. Face was last place. Even her feet were better than her face. Number two is The Greatest Showman soundtrack. This is selling really well. 104,000 copies
People
of The Greatest
love it.
Showman.
And it's a good movie. You should take your kid.
Oh my God, okay. Who's singing that? That's great.
Her name is Kyla something.
All right, so just one of the actresses in the show?
I think so, yeah.
And we have a new number one. Camila Cabello sold 119,000 copies of her debut solo album, Camila.
So I chose...
Is that the Havana lady?
Yeah.
It is the Havana lady.
I chose a different song. Oh, it is?
Havana's a hit at my house.
Yeah,
More Than
song.
Thunder?
No, it's on the list. They're all happening at once.
Havana, na, na, na.
So I chose a song called Consequences. All it's right. It's slower, but it's nice.
That's pretty. It's a nice one, Hooman.
Oh,
pick.
Thanks.
Say yes. Consequences. Boy, that is like a new way to pronounce things. She is the first woman in 3 years to hit number one with her debut full-length album. Meghan Trainor was the last to do it with Tidal in January of 2015.
All right.
Congratulations to Camila Cabello.
Meghan Trainor can't get a word in on that TV show she's on.
Oh, bummer.
Have you watched more of The Four?
No, I just the one I watched, I just sat there going, wow. That poor girl's like...
Diddy is running that
like
show.
It's a tennis thing going back and forth to the people she's sitting next to.
Hey, the woman who sang that This Is Me song from The Greatest Showman, her first name is K-E-A-L-A, and last name is Settle. Kayla Settle.
And who is she in the movie? Are you?
She's the bearded woman.
Oh.
Oh.
All right.
She's got a really good voice.
Okay.
And a beard.
How unlikely then, huh?
Snoop Dogg.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. He's going to be playing at Bottle Rock.
Yeah, he is.
He's sick of people sending him pictures of sex dolls. I guess this is, I don't know why, but this is a thing, and he gets sent these pictures all the time. And he's done with it.
He's not going to get it to stop by complaining about
it.
That's like saying, send me more pictures of sex dolls.
All right, so this is 30 seconds. Everyone just relax, enjoy it. I listened to it 100 times.
To make sure that there are no swears.
But keep your finger close to the dump button. All right, here we go. Snoop Dogg talking about sex dolls.
Oh, my God. I could have done without hearing that this morning.
Well, I'll tell Sarah.
I like it.
She's the one.
She liked it. You love it?
That's really funny.
Shut up.
Yeah, I don't know why they're sending him to him, though. Why? Why are they?
I don't know.
It's like a thing that caught on the internet. Yeah.
He's all done with it.
He must have made some comment at some point.
Knock it off. Yeah, he must have.
It's just one of those things, though. You can't. You know that baseball player who gets so mad when people touch his head and now everyone touches his head? And he gets like fighting mad, like
Right.
Swings at people. Don't touch my head.
Don't tell people the things that make you mad.
Right behind him as he's swinging at one guy, someone touches his head and walks away because he's made it a thing.
Yep.
You can't be that guy.
Yeah. In fact, if you can pretend you love it, it might actually stop. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Snoop Dogg, he's sick of people sending him pictures of sex dolls. I don't know how this... Just being different to it, Snoop. Yeah. Drake.
Oh, ready for
dropped
that.
A couple songs on Friday night.
No.
One is called Diplomatic Immunity.
So this is the weaker of the two.
This one is Diplomatic Immunity?
Yeah, and this is, I guess, the one about J-Lo.
No, and I thought the one about... J-Lo this one is about his... I didn't even realize that he and J-Lo were an item.
Yeah, for just a second.
Last year. Because he mentions 2017.
Because I think it was after the Casper, but before...
She got back with Casper. Yeah.
Before J-Rod.
Oh, that's right. J-Rod. That's happening now.
A-Rod.
Right, A-Rod.
You don't want to call him J-Rod?
Yeah, oh, J-Rod. Oh, I get it.
So, yeah, I guess she had a minute with Drake. So this one is the
J-Lo think it
song?
Is. All right. Well, the other one could be, too. I mean, but here, this one's called Diplomatic Immunity.
Okay, heard enough of that.
That sucks.
There's apparently a quote from that is, 2010 was when I lost my halo. 2017, I lost to J-Lo. And I guess that's the reference that they're getting at. Then there's another one called God's Plan. Now, do you like this one because of the name God is in it?
No.
Sorry. The first one, it just seemed like he was just blowing off steam. It wasn't produced well. He's just swearing. He's just rambling.
Okay. Yeah.
This one seems like it's got more
some
of a
structure.
Hook. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't like that one either?
Well, I'm not. I don't know. I'm not a huge Drake fan.
You like it, Hooman?
I like it better than the other one.
Oh, the
listen,
other one's
this
terrible.
Is neither one of these are in his top five
rotten.
Of all.
Those
time.
Are rotten songs. Drake. More about Drake.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The guy with the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to redo that whole house.
Oh damn.
Yeah. He's been. I guess he's got a place in Hidden Hills. Is that where the Kardashians are? Hidden Hills.
Is that Calabasas? They have several houses. I lose track.
Well, he's been remodeling the place since March of 2017, according to building permits that TMZ got a hold of. They're so good. Some of the highlights of the work he's doing. He's got a 1,700-square-foot master bedroom, and he's remodeling that and adding about another 100 square feet to
it. Hold on. How much?
About 1,700 square feet. It'll be about 1,800 square feet.
So the bedroom's the bedroom size area. Of a house.
He's got a whole suite, Vinny. I mean, he's got to have the biggest shower. Maybe there's a bridge going from the shower to the bath. I don't know.
A big shower is nice.
Sure.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got like a sitting room and an office in there too.
In the shower?
Sure. And then another one of those to, you know, you got to get to 1,800 square feet somehow.
An office in the shower?
Sure. I mean, what else can you have in 1,800? I mean, some people's houses are like 1,800 square foot is a decent sized house.
Yeah. That's a house.
And this is just his bedroom area. So anyway, he's got a huge, maybe he's got like the bed right in the center and then there's like stadium seating around it. Like, I don't know what he could possibly have in 1,800 square feet, but that's what he's got. So he's redoing that. There's going to be an addition made to the maid's room and the deck that sits above it. New roof on all the structures and new stucco siding. 68 new windows. All new doors. He's remodeling the kitchen and bath. He's doing the whole thing. Adding a spa. Adding a spa to the already incredible grotto. There's a shot of there's the bridge. It's in the picture. It's not a great angle on it, frankly. Kind of looks like a low-slung ranch house.
That bridge is weak.
I know. The permit values the total job at $342,000. But Drake, you know, that'll be on the tax records, I guess. I'm sure it's going to be nicer than that. He bought the home in 2012. It's been broken into multiple times, so I'm sure these new doors will be.
Yeah, that would be the first thing you update is the security, right?
The SAG Awards were last night. Color was back. Everyone wasn't wearing all black. And Kristen Bell was the award show's first ever host. She did fine. She seemed comfortable and seemed fine. She kicked off an all-female ensemble of presenters for the night, most of whom spoke out in support of Time's Up. James Franco was there. Aziz Ansari was not.
Oh, they were saying that James Franco did not sit next to his brother.
Right.
So I thought, I was wondering.
Well, his brother was sitting next to his wife, who's Allison Brie from Glow.
Like, not even at the same table.
Right. He was at a, I guess maybe Disaster Artist was nominated for some stuff. And so he was at a whole nother, he was at that table. Uh-huh. And his brother was at his wife's table.
Oh, I wondered if it was to.
Well, I'm sure he's.
PC to keep them, you know, not muddy the waters there.
Morgan Freeman got a Lifetime Achievement Award, and he got up there, and before he would even really get into his speech, he was like calling out, I guess, you know, these are all tables, and sometimes I noticed even at the Golden Globe Awards, I'm like, oh man, someone's up there trying to talk and the whole room is talking.
That's a bummer.
And I guess that was the case last night. It's, you know, there's Morgan Freeman. He wants to get his Lifetime Achievement Award. I guess Lily, it turns out it was Lily Tomlin, because you couldn't really tell who he was calling out, but he was like, yay, hey, you, yeah, you right there. Okay, I just was paying attention to you, and it was super awkward. And I just, he said, I guess, backstage, because there was a lot of wondering about mm-hmm. who was this person that he was calling. It was Lily Tomlin.
And she got it last year. So you would think she'd have respect. Yeah, shut up.
Aziz Ansari bailed. He was nominated for Outstanding Performance by a Male Actor in a Comedy Series. And, of course, he was not in the crowd as they went to each of the nominees.
Made the news for the wrong reasons recently.
Mm-hmm. There have been a lot of women defending him. It was all over NPR this weekend.
A lot of people are defending him, mm-hmm. not just, but men and women have all come out in his defense. It's an interesting situation.
Let's see. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri is the winner of the Best Film Ensemble SAG Award. Let's see. Best Actor was Gary Oldman for Darkest Hour. Frances McDormand won Best Actress. Supporting Actor was Sam Rockwell for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing.
He was really good.
He was great in that. Supporting Actress was Allison Janney in I, Tonya. The whole cast of Three Billboards won, and Stunt Ensemble was Wonder Woman. As far as the TV side goes, Sterling K. Brown won Acting for This Is Us. Claire Foy in The Crown. Actress in a drama series. Sterling K. Brown. They just repeated this. Actor in a comedy series was William H. Macy for Shameless. Julia Louis-Dreyfus won for Veep. She is fighting breast cancer right now, right? Because she also was not there.
Is she fighting it, or is she not? She's in remission.
She was in remission, but okay.
So maybe she just wasn't well enough. To
say you're not cured, or they won't even use that word unless it's 7 years out. Right. So I don't know. Maybe she had,
for whatever reason, she couldn't be there. I went, oh yeah, that's right. She's got breast cancer. I hadn't heard that she was in remission. Good for her. Comedy series cast: Veep. Actor in a movie or miniseries was Alexander Skarsgård. Oh my God, so late. For Big Little Lies, Nicole Kidman also won for Big Little Lies. And Stunt Ensemble was Game of Thrones. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, the Women's March makes the news. Also, the Golden Gate Bridge. Surfing. Throwing axes.
Oh.
tattoo eyebrows and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. She's got the number one record in the country right now, Camila Cabello. Havana, na na.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Any second now.
So check often.
The best website of all times.
Just when you thought it was the even best better. It could ever be.
It's going to freak you out. You will not believe it.
It's going to blow your mind.
Mind blown.
Drop the mic.
The guys behind the original website, the one you already know and love, they've somehow figured out.
How can they possibly make it better?
Well, new company, new website.
That's right, baby.
So check it out, RadioAlice.com. Here's what's happening. So you may have noticed over the weekend on Saturday, Women's March 2018 happened. Protesters took to the streets for the second straight year. This is a year after millions of people turned out for the Women's March to protest President Trump's inauguration. And it looks like it was a huge success. I saw a video on CNN of the gigantic turnouts in Seattle, New York, Chicago, Oakland, San Francisco, L.A., Denver, Cambridge instead of Boston?
It's or is that the other Boston? Side of the river.
Yeah. Okay.
That's where Harvard is.
All right. Well, the turnouts were incredible. So, and I think one of the big themes of the weekend was vote.
Mm-hmm.
Use your voice. So that's, as of course we just experienced the hashtag MeToo movement, the powerful men abusing women, that also led to activists demanding deeper social and political change. And again, that led to people urging you to vote. So there's that. Pink hats everywhere, except where they're not inclusive right. enough. And then I don't know what to say about that. We even got a text that said, boy.
There's no winning.
Okay.
There's
bunch
no
of
winning.
Like
I
that,
totally
right.
read that and went, oh, man. Oh, really?
So, okay. Officials say the number of people kissing the sky off of the Golden Gate Bridge has decreased thanks to an addition of 5 officers whose job it is to spot people trying to do that.
Kissing the sky, you mean?
Jumping off the bridge.
Okay.
Never heard that before.
Me either.
What?
Kissing
yeah.
the sky? No.
The Jimi Hendrix song, excuse me, while I kiss the sky.
Oh, I didn't know what that's about.
Oh, is he not saying while I kiss the sky? So you're telling me that that's a reference to jumping off a bridge. I did not realize that. I thought he was just, you know, getting so high that he kissed the sky.
Maybe I've got it wrong.
I never thought of suicide when I heard that. It seemed like you, but you know, maybe I just didn't look that far into the
well,
lyrics.
Everyone has their own interpretation of
sure
lyrics, that's for sure.
Well, we'll see, as the texters will most definitely
I'm
be
sure
able
they'll let
to.
Us know. Those guys know everything.
But that's good to hear that 5 officers who are out there patrolling have made 24/7? A significant difference. It looks like the Marin Independent Journal reports the bridge patrol team last year assisted 245 people who presented a risk.
Oh.
Do you want to know what it means?
And there were 33 confirmed.
Like that person was going to go.
That did it. No, that did it.
Oh, that did. Oh, 33 is low, isn't it?
It is.
Well, that's good.
In 2016, there were 184 successful interventions and 39 people made the jump. I know it's tough to talk about when we think about our bridge, but they've mentioned those nets, and they also had said it's going to take years to get them on there. So this is maybe a really good option. In fact, many people feel like they don't want the nets there because it'll change the look of the bridge.
And I also feel it encourages daredevils to jump off. Mm. Like, you put a net somewhere, there's people who are like, I'll jump into that.
What were you going to say, Hooman?
So, did you look it up, Yuzette?
I did.
Okay, do you want to say it?
Go for it, no.
Apparently it means, kiss the sky means exhaling marijuana in an skyward direction.
Oh, kiss the sky. Huh.
Yeah.
It's not jumping off a bridge.
I couldn't find that. I could try
no,
to
no,
refine
no.
my
I,
search.
I mean, if I've misinterpreted it, I thought it was...
There is no misinterpreting song lyrics, Vinny, as Yuzette said. It's, oh, look at you, kissing the sky.
But, you know,
it's whatever
that's
you
actually a much happier...
yeah.
Sure.
...way to look at that. Excuse me while I blow some doobie weed into the air.
I'm high as a kite.
Someone is trying to declare surfing as California's state sport.
That makes sense. What
it
else
does?
Would it be? Why not?
Well, I don't...
What else would be like exclusive to
what is
California?
This? Oh, this is the Beach Boys. He had this loaded.
What happened to me?
I thought we were going back to the kiss the sky thing. Sorry. California, they say, is trying to distance itself from the rest of the country as it continues to do things its own way with recreational marijuana now legal and...
Oh.
tougher gun laws, they say. Protections for undocumented immigrants. Now they're set to declare surfing its official sport. I guess people in the state assembly are trying to put a bill together. They'll be presenting it. Oh, they've already presented it. They want surfing declared as California's official pastime.
Oh, I was wondering, Hooman, I asked you to get the surfing song with the Beach Boys. I was like, why is he playing this song?
Oh, I just thought you said get the Beach Boys.
No, let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how.
Come on a safari with me.
Nothing represents the California dream better than surfing. Riding the waves and living in harmony with the beautiful beaches and ocean of our golden state.
Yeah, the only other, like, special thing, I would think beach volleyball would be the only other contender for that. Like, I can't really think of anything else that's so specific to, there it is. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
This is the official sport of
California.
I'm not
a surfer, but I love it.
Some people view surfing as a dead-end sport for losers like Jeff Spicoli. But it is a $6 billion industry. And
wow.
There are millions of people in the United States who do enjoy.
Sure. And listen, it might be a dead-end job for Spicoli, but for a lot of people, it's just a fun thing that they can do once in a while.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. I don't necessarily...
I think it makes perfect sense.
I think that is the least of our worries.
Right. Who gives a what our state sport is? We've got problems, man.
The sport you want to play if you... can get lucky enough is pro football, where Jimmy G is about to get an 80K bonus as the Pats, the team he's not playing on, are reaching the Super Bowl.
Oh, good for Jimmy G.
Many people, because he was on the Pats.
And he's getting
at the start of the season.
And just because he's off now,
he still gets his bonus.
That's incredible. Yeah. How much does he get if they win?
Like 160? It doubles, doesn't it?
It looks
and he
like
gets a ring, too.
And a ring.
112,000 if they win.
Oh. And a ring.
Wow.
And he's already pocketed 79,000. So
good for him.
And then of course he's going to be the quarterback for the Niners next year and we're going to experience happy days again. They're here.
He hasn't lost a game yet, has he?
He has not. Let's say there's a breakup between you and John.
Oh, God. I'm not. I got to go home.
What?
I can't be at work, but we break up.
Oh, I would think you'd want to be at work.
No.
That'd be the place where you could go and not sit
there
home.
I need to be home sobbing. I need to.
But you'd be here laughing with us.
I don't know if I'd be a lot of fun. Me and John. Okay, go on. So me and John
just
broke up.
Axe throwing parties are a thing. There are divorce parties, breakup parties, where you go.
I'd love to try throwing an axe.
And it's a over the head.
I've been to one of those.
You went to an axe throwing party?
It was this dude's birthday, and he brought a professional axe thrower. And then we all sat there and watched him try to throw an axe into a piece of wood. Lasted for about 15 minutes, and then we all went to drinking and hanging out and dancing.
You guys didn't all get to try it?
No, just him and the professional.
Yeah, it seems dangerous.
A pro thing.
What kind of thing is that?
Yeah, I want to try it too.
You do?
So you all had to watch him play and then you didn't get to do it?
Yeah, the guy's name was Reg. And
Reg, the axe thrower.
Yes.
Wait, where's
that's
our...
bunk.
Ding, ding, shame.
It's like, I feel like it's almost human instinct to want to try something if you see people do it. You know, like, that's what keeps... For example, the beach boardwalk, those dumb games.
Yeah.
You can walk right by them, but if you stop and look for a second, you're like, I think I can do that.
I'd do that. I mean, maybe.
I'd climb that. They have this one, like, it's not horizontal. It's just slightly vertical, but it's a.
Like a Plinko thing,
right? No. Oh. It's a rope ladder.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
On a spin thing. And you got to get to the, and touch this thing, right? So you watch someone do it and you're like, no, I can do that. All right, but I'm too old to be playing this dumb game. And I walked past it, and the second time, I could not walk past without trying it.
Mm-hmm. And?
And I got to the red ladder, the red ring, but I couldn't touch the damn thing without it flinging me off. But you can't help but want to do stuff when you see people do it.
Let's try that out. Although, if someone is like juggling flaming bowling pins, I don't want to try, or knives or something. But like hucking axes, I want to try it.
Yeah.
Even the latter thing seems a little much.
Well, anyway, I guess like apparently it's helping people get over their breakups. They put a picture of John
Yeah, that's what you'd want.
You like it?
A target.
Yeah. Not my John.
Right.
Oh, my John? Okay.
Yeah, just
throw
your
axes
John.
At my John.
I'd go
Poor
to your
John.
Divorce party.
I don't know if I'd be having one of those. You know it would be. It would have been my fault. I screwed up somehow.
He has such a weird view of things.
Oh, I'm just afraid I'm going to ruin everything all the time. That's my biggest fear. Like, oh, that's, I just can't. How can I possibly hold this together?
You can live life like that.
Oh, well, too late.
Mm-hmm. What do kids want to be when they grow up? Now, there's a lot of different breakdowns, but I'll just look at the main list here because we don't have all day.
All right.
The 10 most popular jobs for kids of all ages. Doctor.
Oh, is that number one?
Big on the list, yeah. Veterinarian.
Yeah, the vet. I always wanted to be a vet when I was little.
Policeman, firefighter.
Sure.
Scientist. Mm. Engineer.
Oh. Ooh.
Musician.
Yeah.
Athlete.
That does look fun.
Teacher.
I wanted to be a teacher when I was a kid.
Astronaut.
Mm.
What's missing?
Tech
lawyer.
CEO.
Did
ballerina,
doctor?
Athlete.
Doctor's
he's,
on there. Athlete's
athlete.
On there.
Tech CEO.
Just CEO. Something computer related?
Actor is not on the list.
Oh.
Doctor, vet,
YouTuber?
Police officer. Right. No, that in the breakdowns, YouTuber is high on other lists. But just for all kids of all ages, actor not in the top 10.
Yeah,
I'm
movie
shocked.
Star. You'd think people would want. Rock star, movie star.
Yeah.
Those are all the things I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm. Radio star.
Radio, no, nobody.
Video killed the radio star.
Nobody mentioned that. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of your, I'll read more of these on the other side of the break, but 408. Rap crap. That music is terrible. It's from your music
it
segment.
It was pretty damn funny that the, like, I think 8 of the 10 records all sounded the same. It could all be from the same record.
Camilla was part of the Fifth Harmony.
Yeah.
Who sounded like all other bands. Then she left because of creative differences and has way better music.
I liked that other song that you played there.
Yeah, I listened to a few of the songs on the album. I have to agree, her solo album is way better than Fifth Harmony.
What's a Fifth Harmony song? Sing me one.
Well, I mean, I can come play one for you.
No, it's all right.
But I'm not in that
I just
room.
Thought you might know one.
I sure don't.
415 says, go see The Post. It's a grand mess of a movie, and you never for a second forget it's Street and Hanks. But it's a thumb in the eye of the current administration, and it should win Best Pick. Oh. Have you seen The Post?
No, but it's not going to win.
Why do you say?
Because
Three Billboards
is
such, it's like the best film of the year. So phenomenal.
It's a fine film.
They should have ended it a different way.
I agree.
But all right. If you say so.
It's cleaning up everywhere else, so clearly somebody else liked it.
Maybe people did what I usually do and wish I had done, which is leave before the end.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Been going too long. I got to find something else to do. I'm losing focus.
Right. If you just hadn't watched the end,
so far,
it would
so
be the
good.
Best movie ever.
Yeah, walk away without having seen the conclusion. I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.